It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The two leading Palestinian factions are attempting to launch a new era today. The factions, Fatah and Hamas, signed a reconciliation agreement in Cairo as part of an effort to end years of bitter feuding. The upheavals sweeping the Arab world encouraged the two sides to work out a deal, though there is still plenty of skepticism about whether it will work. NPR's Jackie Northam has our report.
Over the past few years, there have been several efforts to forge a reconciliation agreement between Fatah, which dominates the Palestinian Authority and is in charge of the West Bank, and Hamas, the Islamist group which rules the Gaza Strip. Those efforts failed because critical and difficult issues could not be resolved. But Azam al-Ahmed, the leader of the Fatah delegation to the negotiations here in Cairo, says this deal may, just may, stand a fighting chance.
Definitely, there is hope. If there was no hope, we wouldn't have been able to sign. In my opinion, it should have been done a long time ago. The general lines of the deal will help end the division between Palestinians. It will prove that we are a united people.
The difference this time may be the confluence of events swirling around the Palestinians themselves, such as the upheavals in the Arab world. A long, simmering disappointment amongst Palestinians in the leadership of Fatah and Hamas led to demonstrations on the streets of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank in mid-March. Hamas negotiator Musa Abu Marzouk says unifying the two factions could also help Mahmoud Abbas, who heads the Palestinian Authority's efforts to secure a resolution recognizing statehood by the United Nations General Assembly in September.
The fact that there has been division between the Palestinians would hinder him in his effort. The other reason to come together is because Arab-Israeli peace negotiations are at a dead end.
But Israel says a Palestinian government that includes Hamas would mean an end to the peace process. Israel, like many Western nations, considers Hamas a terrorist organization. The Palestinian agreement calls for an interim government made up of technocrats. Officials here say it will not include representatives from either Hamas or Fatah, and that its main task is to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections within a year. But there are many pressing issues that still have to be resolved. One of those is security. Each side has its own security apparatus. Fatah in the West Bank coordinates with the Israeli military, anathema to the Islamist militants of Hamas, whose militia control Gaza. The agreement calls for the unification of the two security groups. But Musa Abu Marzouk of Hamas says that won't happen immediately.
There is an agreement that for the next year, everything will stay as it is, until the general elections. The Palestinian Authority can keep its security forces in the West Bank, and Hamas can keep its forces in the Gaza Strip. After the elections, we can address the issue. Whoever wins will take over all the security.
Yasser al-Wadia, the president of the Consortium of Independent Palestinians who helped broker the agreement, acknowledges the problems that lie ahead.
Things are not, to be honest, 100% as we planned. I mean, when we are talking about reconciliation, it is not that easy as people they think. Don't forget, 4 years of the division caused a lot of harmful issues to the Palestinian people. Now we need to work 24/7 to at least just fix up what was messed up between Fatah and Hamas.
Still, Wadia says those working to keep the deal alive have a lot of hope and they will move forward. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Cairo.